F off back to Russia. There you be. And there you be. And there I be. We all be. And we all be together. That is obviously Hard Day's Night. And that is obviously the Nutty Squirrels doing that little nugget. Before that, Mary Hopkins doing the French version of Those Were the Days. You see the show continuation of last week, all songs about days. And everything started out with Debo doing the day my baby gave me a surprise. Zumbo right there. Late album in front of you with all these day songs. And today is going to be the last day I do the days. Next week is all weeks. Works out nice. You guys just doing more time segment themes for a little bit. Got some interesting themes down the line. But right now, we're just going to actually muscle through. So it's kind of nice. We started out a long time ago. Songs about, you know, the planets, space, and then space into time. And then, like, the last show of the series is going to be Millennia and Infinity. All songs about Millennia and Infinity. So that's kind of nice. We started off with songs about the Earth. You know, and then just traveled all around the universe. And then we're done with space, dug into time. Songs about time, 10 time lengths. I mean, there's shows about, like, if you want all the shows, they're all on zomboco.com. There you can get some stuff on Spinatron, too. You can get this and last week's show off Spinatron. They keep it there for about 10 days. But zomboco.com. Is where you can download and stream the last like 5 years of shows. So you got time to do that, sure. And they're dillies. I tell you what, man, I like listening to my own show. I think that's the main reason why I do radio, so I can listen to it later. Say, hey, this is good radio. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. Exactly. No sellout here. No sellout here. That's right, man. This is on this runaway train. I got my head out the window, like a doggy. Just enjoying the breeze. All kinds of stuff going on. Tomorrow, the 11th of May, Polkamaniacs will be in Greensburg for the Mystery Index Festival. And we're playing with some great ska bands. The Burn Rides will be down there. They're always a lot of fun to watch. All kinds of great bands at the, it's right outside the Green Beacon Gallery. We'll see how all the weather holds out. Wednesday, it's coming Wednesday, Polkamaniacs 4. We'll be playing Robin Hill Park in Moon Township. Thursday, we're going to be at Club Cafe. So we'll be playing Club Cafe on Thursday. And then Saturday, we're playing at Millville. So, yeah, it's busy, busy time. Quarter to seven outside of the main stage, outside of Mr. Schmall's, Saturday the 18th. So that's all I'm going to tell you about that. I'm only going to tell you that once. All right. For people who get up early and listen to the first little section of the show, yeah, I know you guys are go-getters. Everybody else who listens to the show tunes in around 11, 11:30. Those people rarely leave their bed. You know, this show is, you know, basically a big audience of shut-ins. Shut-ins and folks with agoraphobia. Those are the folks that dig this show. I'm glad to have you on board. Glad to have you on board. Yep. So it's gonna be hard to top last week's show, man. Luckily, I did not get a cease and desist from the estate of Dick Butkus. Luckily, I did not get a cease and desist. But boy, I had me some Dick Butkus last week. That was awesome. That was a good little thing to get into. Good little riff. Today, I don't know, man, because I haven't planned nothing. Nothing's planned, and that's great. So it is really like stream of consciousness, and it's more like a puddle of consciousness than anything else. Oh man, I'm gonna play one of my favorite tunes. You're listening to Zombo RCT, of course, and from the latest Temples record. And this is one of the bands that I just think is just one of the most vital, important bands, new bands of this year. This album came out this year. They've been around for a little bit, but boy, they have a great sound. And this, I remember last summer when this song came out. I played this thing, like, I probably played it at least once or twice a day. It is such a great summertime song. So we can at least get a summertime mindset, even though it looks like fall outside and feels like fall. Slow Days by Temple, Zombo in Your Brain.
Thank you.
All right, there we be with that. That was 3 Days and 1,000 Nights by Tsunami Bomb. In front of that, we heard Death by Chocolate doing Day Out and the Jim Carroll Band, Day and Night. And the set began, well, actually, Mick Harvey did All Day Suckers, which was written by Serge Gainsbourg. And the original version, he wrote the song, a cute little song for pristine little France Gall. Not telling her what the song's about. Oh, this song's called The Suckers. And it's all about a gal that likes lollipops. And it wasn't. But she refuses. She's probably dead now. But she was refusing to sing that song when she got older after we told her what the song was all about. Ain't about lollipops, friends. And I know how you think. So you are thinking correctly. Very twistedly, of course. Today is all songs about days. Oh, man, it is a bit of a gloomy day today. We got a little bit of a gloom. I guess that was a good couple days of summer we had. Now we're back in the fall. We're in the early fall, so there. Yeah, just prop your toe bones up. It'll be nice before you know it. How about animal friends? Tell you about animal friends? I sure should. You know, they remind you that they stand in the forefront or even the five front, you know, of animal welfare in our region. And then the five front is pretty good. Donations enable animal friends to intervene on behalf of abused animals. Oh, man. They shelter homeless pets. Oh, man. And they educate the community about compassion. They got to educate the community about compassion. Isn't that unbelievable? They need education about compassion. Okay, here's how you do it. You pet the dog like this. You go down the fur, not up the fur. You don't go against the grain. You don't pet upwards. You pet with the grain of the fur. That's number one in compassion. There you go. You go with the grain of the fur. They want to know you about spaying and neutering your kids and also so much more. ThinkingOutsideTheCage.org and learn how to make a donation today. Learn how to make one. Yeah, you go in your pocket, you fish some dough out, and you give it to animal friends. And then you say, hey, you know what? I'd like to thank you guys. I was petting these animals all backwards. I was going against the grain of the fur. They didn't like that so much. You ride the bike? Good. Good on you. You want respect for motorists? Ah, that's good on you. How about bicycle infrastructure improvements? Pittsburgh, Bike Pittsburgh. Yeah, because they're Pittsburgh, Bike Pittsburgh. It's so good they put bike in there twice. A nonprofit organization. See, I can say that word. They improve the sea anemones on the streets, making Pittsburgh more bicycle friendly. It's not the bicycles that people aren't friendly to. It's the people riding bikes that they're not very friendly to. They don't mind the bicycles. But when they're going down the street and they gotta ride their car at 9 miles an hour because somebody's in the front of them, their bike at 9 miles an hour, too bad. Welcome to the big city, chump. You want to drive 45 miles an hour down Main Street? Go to Butler. They love that stuff. Driving 45 miles an hour school zone. They don't care. Up there, it is a wilderness. It is a wild, lawless wilderness. Down here in Pittsburgh, we got some rules. We got rules that you have to abide by or the pigs are going to come and stomp you, man. That's how it works. Pigs are always looking out of the corner eye ready to stomp you when you step out of line. But up in Butler, you can get away with murder. Matter of fact, they do. A lot of folks have a lot of people buried in their backyards. Don't even know. Nobody cares what happens in Butler. Nobody cares. You know, a step down, though, when they say, oh, you know, this Butler. I had it with Butler. I'm moving to the big city. I'm going to Cranberry. Yeah. So then they move to the, then they find out that Cranberry is nothing but a lot of really bad rules. Like you got to mow your lawn. Your house has to be a certain color. Mm-hmm. And you got to be a certain color. So how about that? Needless to say, stop by Bike Pittsburgh. Hey, and enjoy a real city, man. Enjoy Pittsburgh, a real city. Sure, we got rules. Sure, you might have your, the fuzz might have their thumb down on you. But doggone it, it's a fun big city, and we enjoy it every day. I do. Speaking of days, yes. Going back into the theme, all songs about days. And here's a perfect song for days, for a day like today. Day of the Lord's Roy Division.
baby's been gone 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. My loving baby's been gone. If you see my baby, please send her home for me. Hurry, oh, oh, baby. 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 Ooh.
Yeah, still holds up till the day, damn it. That's from 1991, the first record from Reverend Horton Heat. It's a Dark Day. Man, Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em was a great record. All right, on that roller coaster here, right? Jumping up and down, we have before Reverend Horton Heat, we had Louis Prima and his orchestra with 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, and 63 minutes. Before that, we heard Fred Zeppelin with Dancing Days. There you go. And Joy Division before that with A Day of the Lords. So, yeah, it's kind of like watching one of these Robin Williams movies, like when he tried to be serious actor. Robin, like, hey, he's crazy, he's zany. Oh, look at Robin Williams. Oh, man. It's kind of like that's how his movies would go. Like, I'm wearing the red. Where was the one he's wearing? He's a doctor, he's wearing a red nose. Then all of a sudden, something horrible happens to him. So, like, you're laughing, and then you, like, feel bad. That's kind of how today is kind of rocking it, you know? Kind of make you, it makes you appreciate the highs if you got the lows, you know? You go down low. Because if it's all, like, downbeat, you're going to, like, ooh. And if it's all upbeat, you're going to be bored after, like, 45 songs that sound all, like, really happy and beat. So you mix it up. I'm a mix-it-up kind of guy. Mix-it-up Zombo's what they know me as. Yeah. All right, let me tell you about some shows here. Let's see here. What we got? We've got Ascend. Ascend is a Dr. Trips. Yeah. This was promo from the 70s. Take show on a mind-expanding journey of insight and integration through all things weird, groovy, trippy, new age, and numious. Open your third eye. This is like a promo from like 73 in this station. Open your third eye and lift your gaze. I'd love to find some of those old promos. Let's Ascend. Wednesdays, 11 p.m. Wednesdays, 11 p.m. Love to find those old promos. Those would be great. I'm sure they're somewhere. We used to have a promo box. This is how archaic a lot of the stations was and still is in some respects. We had like one of those recipe boxes and it had index cards with like scribbled down promo on it. Man, that was lame because you'd read it, especially my handwriting is like, you can't tell when I'm writing with my left foot, my right hand, or my left foot green. That's right. Playing Twister and trying to write at the same time. Not a good thing to do. What else I got to tell you? There's something else to say. And you kind of get that feeling, you know, that up and down feeling when you're watching a dead comic. You know, you're watching a dead comic. Yeah, that's really funny. Man, dude's dead. Hey, man, I remember. Oh, my God. Does this guy know he's going to die here? Like, this is the last thing he's ever recorded? That's always the weird thing is when you say, here's the last thing they ever recorded. And everybody's all happy and talking, and you're like, back in my, you know, you've got like 12 hours to live, dude. You think you don't know that, but I know that. And that's kind of creepy. That's kind of creepy. So always do something good now for your future self. You know, that's what I always say. You know, that's what I always say. Do something good now today for your future self. That's why I do this radio show. I do this radio show, so I have something to listen to later. And I'm like, man, this guy's show's good. Who is that guy? Oh, that was me. Yeah. I like doing that. Do something good for your future self. And then you just keep doing good things for your future self. And then before you know it, it makes no difference. Makes no damn difference. You know, I know a lot of my audience will dig this. This is a pretty cool. I think they mentioned Pittsburgh in this song. It's Red Sovine and Johnny Bond. Doing day drinking. And if I'm not mistaken, which I could be mistaken, I'm always mistaken, but you know what? I don't care. Being mistaken ain't a bad thing. Unless you do it for your future self. And then you got a problem. Day drinking, Red Sovine and Johnny Bond. Let's see if they mention Pittsburgh.
What's our excuse this time?
Well, Red, we'll just tell them that we're sitting up with a real sick friend of mine.
Amazing brain. You know, we just stopped in for just one short snort.
Here we are out on a binge.
Hey, we got no troubles.
Just doing our number.
Day drinking again. Again, we're real good friends. Telling the waitress how we won the war. Day
time when we was in Pittsburgh. Ooh, man, what a beautiful dream.
I know you got smashed, locked out in the hallway with nothing on but your BVDs.
A revolting development. Hey, let's have a pizza. I'm starving to death.
We've been drinking since 10.
9:30. Food is fattening.
Ah, but booze is happening.
Day drinking again.
Johnny, did you see that movie where this old gal took off all her clothes?
No, I missed it. Was it on TV? I gotta spend more time at home.
Channel 3.
Waitress, would you tell the guys in the band, play a song for me and my friend.
Hey, the gray speckled bird.
And a wild Irish rose, day drinking again. Day drinking again. We're real good friends. Telling the waitress how we won the war. Day drinking some more.
We ought to go home because the neighborhood ladies are playing bridge with their wives.
Well, let's just stop by and sing them a little song. I'll bet they'll be awful surprised.
I don't know. Hey, we're out of money.
Well, give me a dime. We'll call up one of our good friends.
Hello, Tom D. Hall. This is Johnny in red. Day drinking again.
Wasted days and wasted nights I have left for you. Thank you.
What a tasty nugget. That was a Surfaholics. My first surf band, and that's from 1994. And that was Another Cloudy Day. Great, great surf band, the Surfaholics. Before that, we heard one.